Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
I'm going to the brain doctor today to get an MRI. You know, I've been good. I went to the doctor, but now I'm going to get scanned to get my brain scanned. It's like it's not the doctor, it's the imaging center.
Whoa.
I didn't talk about that on today's show, did I?
Sounds serious. No, you didn't.
I don't know how serious it is, honestly. I've been having these brain issues for about a year. It's not something new. I talked about it openly for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then I just stopped talking about it, hoping it would go away, because that's how it works in medicine. Wait, that's not how it works?
No, it's not.
If you ignore it, it doesn't go away?
Uh-uh.
Oh. Well, and then it would come back and just almost be crippling. And so I went to the doctor, did all these tests as far as cognitive work. And so I'm going to get an MRI today. I have two of them. I have an MRI for my brain, and then I'm going to another place where they're doing my genitals.
Oh.
An MRI for your genitals?
No, I'm just kidding.
Anderson.
I have like one on my brain and then one on like my spinal. I don't know.
Okay.
I have two different places I got to go though. So I don't really get stressed out about that, but right when it happens, it starts to be a heavy weight.
Yeah.
It didn't bother me last night, but it's probably a little heavier than it would be.
Is this the one where you lay down and your head goes into like a tunnel?
For a long time,
and
then, I do that today. But I have to go to two places. I'm not sure where the second place is. But I have to call both places I get out there. I have to call them from the parking lot and be like, I'm here. I have to put a mask on.
Oh, yeah.
Because nobody can wait in the waiting room. So it's that whole thing, which feels a little ominous. Yeah. Like,
What's that? What music is that from?
Star Wars, right? Death March?
No. No. Don't insult Star Wars. You've never seen Star Wars, so don't come in with your Star Wars music. That's not true.
I bet you that's what that is.
It's
I've
not.
Never seen Star Wars, but I bet you. I don't know. I'm willing to go.
It's not. How much?
$5. How much?
Well, go $100.
No.
$1,000.
I bet that's the Death March from Star Wars, and I will go $100.
Sing it again. Oh, here we go. But don't change your thing because we have it on.
Bum, ba-da, bum, ba-da, ba-da. That's probably not.
It's not. It's not, right? Tell him, Mike.
I'm probably wrong.
How would you double check music? Oh, yeah, so listen.
Mike's ear has its own version of Shazam. So I say things into his ear all the time. He's like, oh, actually, that's the...
slightly different.
Yeah, it's not it. You owe me $5. Thank you.
Raymundo, well, hold on. We're going to the judges here.
Steve's on it right now.
You're right.
Steve!
That's the Imperial March. You're 100%
Steve,
correct.
Get out of here.
The audio's not the best, but you can hear it from here.
You ain't getting my money. That's not what you were singing.
What?
It's not what you were singing.
I'm listening to the whole thing.
Mike, is it?
I think there's another one that you're doing.
No, I'm doing dun dun da da.
You're doing Bones. You're doing Looney Tunes or something. Like where the coyotes chasing.
All right, we'll just settle and nobody wins.
Whatever.
All right.
Whatever. Save your money.
Anyway. I'm going into the brain doctor today. I'm doing that. I have some funny stories, though. A boyfriend gets the wrong message inscribed on his girlfriend's gift. He didn't double check. His name's Daniel Varari. He was buying a birthday gift for his girlfriend and wanted to personalize it with a sweet message. But it seems that when he placed the order, he wasn't paying attention and didn't realize the mistake till it was too late. He wanted to order a gin glass, a really nice gin glass, with an inscription reading, Happy 30th Birthday, Princess. Love you millions. But instead, the glass arrived with the message, can we have it delivered before Monday?
Oh, he filled it the wrong the box. That's funny.
Hilarious.
That's funny. But like, even the people at the place, though, they couldn't be like, hey, this can't be right.
It's probably just like a little factory, right?
Like automated.
Holy moly. Here's what the whole message said. Can we have it delivered before Monday if possible, as that's her 30th? Nice one. Yeah, it said she cried with laughter. Amy, I found a new app that I use all the time to buy, because I bought an old school Garth t-shirt, and I bought an old Cubs t-shirt. It's called Grailed. Do you know it?
No, I don't. How do you spell it?
I think you'll love it. Grailed. But they have some of the stuff that I've looked at. I didn't buy it, but they have a bunch of vintage stuff too. A Ben Folds vintage sweater, which I didn't buy. Some John Mayer stuff. I ordered a Garth shirt that was from like 1996.
So these are authentic shirts,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And some are like $20, some are really expensive. But they have new stuff too. But it's called Grail. This is not a commercial, by the way. They're far too cool to buy advertising with us.
So my friend sent me a text this past weekend of a shirt that he saw on Grail.
Yeah, Grailed.
What is it?
Grailed. Okay. G-R-A-I-L-E-D.
And so he said it was $275 because it was authentic. And that's a shirt that I used to have in high school.
Really?
I was like, wow, I don't have that anymore. My wife threw it away. But man, that was $225, $75.
There was like a 1984 Chicago Cubs shirt when they... You know, won the NL East.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang. I didn't buy it. It was too expensive.
They're really expensive.
Yeah,
huh?
The old. Yeah. But yeah, Amy, I think you'd like it if you get bored and check
Wait,
it out.
Wait, hold on. Is it just for men, Grailed?
Oh, maybe. But I mean, the t-shirts and stuff can be for anybody.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, it probably is just for men, but all the shirts and sweaters can be for anybody. Because you
it.
Have
Thank
the luxury
you.
Of wearing guy stuff. We mm-hmm. do not have the luxury of wearing girl stuff.
Well, yeah.
What? You can argue that point?
You could wear some
bum,
of my
bum, There. A Domino's pizza delivery man was fired for swearing at the teenagers for not getting tipped.
Oh, boy.
A Domino's pizza man has been fired after swearing multiple times. A video of the man, who has not been named, has surfaced on social media. It shows him delivering a pizza and then cussing out a teenager when he realized he hadn't been tipped. Do we have video of this or no, Ray? It's too much cursing? The video starts with the teenage boys giving the delivery man a receipt with the tip line left blank. He says, thanks for the tip. The teenager said, what? They went back and forth. The teenager said, that's funny, bro. I didn't even order it because the wrong food was in. It was the whole thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Everything's viral. Just remember, if you get in a bad mood somewhere and you get snippy, there's a chance someone's recording you. Because as soon as someone, I've been in situations where someone starts to, at the store, someone starts to yell at somebody, everybody pulls their phone out.
Uh-huh.
Even on airplanes, I've seen that too. I've also done it.
At that point, though, when you see the phones, don't you just say, all right, stop, because all the phones are out? Or you just can't. Some people just can't stop it, right?
Some of those that I watch are just, you know, even the mask videos that I'm watching a lot of, I shouldn't. I can't stop. These people are ridiculous. Yelling. When they go into a private establishment and go, oh, no, you shouldn't have to wear a mask. This is America. Yeah, but America, if we're talking about capitalism, they cannot take your business. If you don't walk in with shoes or socks on, they can also say, yeah, we're not going to have you.
Yeah,
if
they
you
have walk that in, sign that yeah, says that.
Yeah. There's a sign. So
you got to obey it.
Go to a store that... I love capitalism. Capitalism.
Yeah, you've said that before.
I love capitalism. And if they don't want your money, they don't have to take it. But man, these people get in fights. This is America. That's nothing to do with America. If you love America, then you understand. Anyway, that's it. Amy, anything you want to say?
I'm trying to think if there was. I feel like I had a question for you earlier, and now I can't, so I'll just either text you later or bring it up tomorrow.
All right. Should I collect my money now?
You're not getting money from me.
No.
You're not. You can go back to the tape. That song you were humming is not even close to the Imperial March.
Here's the thing. You're probably right.
I am right. I know it. Star Wars,
how
man.
Do you know? I mean, but you know, it's music.
It can be interpreted different
yeah, no,
ways.
I mean, that's what I was singing. All right, you guys have a good day. Thank you. We'll see you on tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow's show is going to be fun. Yeah, before you get into today's, the casting director is coming on from Big Brother. And
whoop.
Raymundo's been trying to get on the show for how many years?
Since college. We're talking 15 years.
So we're going to have her on really to act like we're talking about Big Brother and casting for shows, but we want to know why Ray hasn't been taken and can he still get taken, right?
Yeah, if we could still get me, I believe it's 23. They're on their 23rd season.
And you would leave this show to go do that?
You said I could. I had your blessing.
No, I know. You do have my blessing.
But you said I could.
I go it. I win the half mil, and I'll come right back.
All right. All right, there he is. All right, back. Here's today's show. Enjoy it. Bye, everybody.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby. Bobby
Boone. Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Boone Show.
Let's go.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Thank you all. Glad everybody's here. Eddie, I was seeing that your son started his first ever Instagram account.
He sure did. Under my permission. It was a slow rollout.
But it's not really him posting pictures of himself or his friends.
Correct. So he's had an idea of posting things that look like faces, objects that look like faces. And he takes pictures of them or whatever. And I said, dude, you know what? I know I've been really tough about the whole social media thing and you're not going to get on until you're 18, but this could be a good way to show you how to work social media. So he started his own account.
Do you want to say what it is or no?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think he's already had like 2,000 followers, so he's rolling.
Go ahead.
And he's loving it. It's called Faces in Every Places.
That's the whole name?
That's the whole name. Jeez. Yes. And he loves it, man. And here's the rule, though. Like, we can't, it's on my phone. The account's on my phone. Only I have the password. And he posts when I have the phone given to him. So he's got to post right in front of me. He doesn't have free range. He can't see comments or stuff like that. So I don't know, dude. I'm excited that he's finally on Instagram. And I think this is a safe way for me to do it.
And how old is he? 7?
No, 12.
Oh, 12.
You just made fun of me.
I'm just giving you a hard time. You're very helicopter parent. But hey, listen, it's progress, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It says, I find things in the world that look like faces. If you find one, take a picture and DM it to me, and I will post it.
And he's so real into the interactive part. Like, he's real excited that people are going to send him pictures that they see. His goal is for people to see faces in all of these places.
He has 2,720 followers. Yeah, Faces in Every Places is Eddie's son's Instagram.
Yeah, good
hey,
for
Hey, well,
him.
A little step for you, too.
Yeah, it's a big step for me.
Yeah, look at that. You know what's funny is, I had a really good weekend. Did a lot of stuff this weekend. I can talk about the big fishing trip Caitlin and I took in a little bit. But Raymundo doesn't want to meet Caitlin, is what I hear. So he thinks it's a hilarious joke because Raymundo's fiance was at my house with Caitlin. They were hanging out, backyard, swimming, all kinds of stuff. They're all BFFs now. But I guess Raymundo had told his fiance that it'd be hilarious if he never met Caitlin.
It's been months already, and we've talked to her on the radio before. I've done conference calls where I've talked to her for 10 minutes on the phone before,
yeah.
But I've never met her in person before. This might be the first time in months I've just never communicated with somebody and never met them. It's bizarre.
It's bizarre times, though, too, right? For a while, we were all quarantined up,
yeah.
And Caitlin goes, Raymundo thinks that would be funny. And I said, it is hilarious. What if you guys purposefully you never meet? I also think that's really funny.
Well, and they keep building it up. They say, oh, you can drop me off at Bones Place today and you can meet Caitlin. And we go, yeah, we'll all meet. And then it fell through and I never met her.
I heard while your fiance was at my house that you called and talked to your fiance for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
On speakerphone.
Yeah, and they were in the background. It was just communicating like we've been best friends forever, but never met Bones' girlfriend before.
Well, it's tough. Again, a lot of people haven't met her because of social distancing and in quarantine, but we're starting to come out of that. Do we want to commit to this, you never meeting her?
It is funny, but I do want to meet her. But what a great running joke.
Your fiance invited her to her, I'd say that, to her bachelorette party.
Yeah. I don't know if she wants to go to that. They're going to get even crazier than us guys.
Yeah.
Those are girls that are ready to let loose. Because they don't, the guys, I think, get tricked. And we go to the tables. Vegas knows how to get us. That's all we're doing. The girls, I think, they're doing the fun stuff.
What like is that? What?
Like
the fun stuff?
Thunder Down Under?
Yeah.
Do you think your girl's going to go to Thunder Down Under?
I told her to. Go to it twice. I don't give a rip.
Okay. We said that we weren't going. There will be no dancing girls. But you're cool with her having dancing guys?
Yes. They keep it classy. I
wouldn't care either. I mean,
Magic Mike. It's just like the movie.
Yeah. All right. Welcome to Tuesday's show, everybody. Hank Jr. turned 71 years old today. Dang. Amy, what's your favorite Hank Jr. song? Can you name one?
No.
Okay. You'll know all of these. A Country Boy Can't Survive. A Country Boy Can't Survive. Or how about Family Tradition? Amy, you'll know every word to this one. I'm assuming you know that one too?
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course. Now that you're playing them, yes, I do know the songs.
All my rowdy friends are coming over tonight. Mine is probably, my favorite one is probably Tearing My Beer.
Oh, wow.
And that's never listed as one of his biggest, but all the time. My grandma was a big Hank Sr. fan. And we'd play it because they did a version together too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a tear in my beer because I'm crying for you, dear. Boom, boom, boom. You are on my lonely mind. That's such a jam,
so good.
Man. And that version they did together. They say I'll keep drinking. Hank Jr. goes by the nickname of what, Amy? Do you know that?
I don't.
It's a Bocephus.
Oh, I know that now. Oh yeah, Blake Shelton sings about him.
I'll give you an artist nickname. You give me the real name of the artist, okay?
Oh, okay.
It's tough. First one's going to be easy. The Chief.
Eric Church.
Correct. The Man in Black. The man in black.
Johnny Cash.
Nice.
Yeah. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down.
The Possum.
That's either George Jones, maybe?
Is that your answer?
Or Hank Sr.? I'm going to go George Jones.
That's correct. There you go.
Lightning started flashing. Thunder started flashing.
White lightning. How about The Gambler? What country artist was nicknamed The Gambler?
Kenny Rogers.
Nice.
You got to know when to hold up.
You're doing pretty good at this.
Know when to fold up.
The Redheaded Stranger.
Dang.
The Redheaded Stranger. Did you say Eric Paisley? The Redheaded Stranger. You've met
Reba?
This person? No.
Reba.
Willie Nelson.
Oh, I knew that.
Of course
I knew it sounded familiar.
In the rain. How about, let's get off country. Let's go to the pop or classic rock category. The Piano Man. Who is nicknamed The Piano Man?
Well, it's either Elton John or no. It's the other one, Billy Joel.
Billy Joel's correct.
Woo! Son, can you play me a memory?
The Boss.
Oh, that's the Sting.
Bruce Springsteen.
Is that the same person?
No.
No, it's not.
That's what I meant, though. He's in The Police.
No, Sting is in The Police. Bruce Springsteen
shoot,
is.
But they look like.
No.
No, not at all.
No.
Okay.
Actually.
All right.
Not even from the same country. Yeah, no.
Okay.
Hardest working man in show business.
Bobby Bones.
Nice. We'll take that. That or James Brown. That's correct. Let's do a couple more.
Oh, get back. Okay.
Drizzy.
Dr. Dre?
No, Drake. How about Wheezy?
Wheezy. Hold on. Wheezy. I feel like, did they say that in their songs or something? Wheezy. Lil Wayne?
Yes, nice.
Ah, phew.
A million here, a million Queen Bey.
Beyonce.
Yeah, and then one final one. Hova.
Hova. Jehovah.
Nice. You're on the right track.
I don't, Hova. Is that Jay-Z?
It is Jay-Z.
Ah! Woo!
All right, you did pretty good at that game. Anyway, happy birthday, Hank Jr. Dang, there it is. Amy got all of them, but after convincing herself, she didn't know every single one of them. We walk through that every time. I have no idea. Jehovah? Is it Sting? No, it's not. We get a lot of people asking questions here. You can call us at any point at 877-77-BOBBY. Let's go to the first call.
Hey, Bobby. I was just wondering what you thought about pet names. My boyfriend thinks calling me Booger is a good pet name, and I was just wondering what you thought about that.
If you don't like it, I don't think it's a pet name. If you don't like the name that he's calling you, that is not a name that is meant for affection. A pet name should be, when I say it, it's extra affectionate, like sweetie or honey or whatever you've both mutually accepted as a pet name. I should be extra affectionate when saying it, and it should feel extra affectionate when receiving it. If Booger doesn't feel extra affectionate, that's not a pet name you should agree to. And say, dear boyfriend or husband, say, every time you call me Booger, when you go to sleep, I'm going to thump you in the nads. One little time, one light time. Let's see if you like that. So it does not float over here. I don't think that works if you don't like it. Now, if he's just being funny, okay, but that's not a real pet name. All right, here is Courtney from Michigan.
I wanted to let you know that I lost my dog a couple weeks ago. I had him for about 10 years, about half my life, actually, and his name's Boomer. And I know you lost your dog, Dusty, a while ago, and it took you a bit to get your new dog, Stanley. And I was just wondering if you have any advice for me going through that process. It's been really hard. And, just any encouragement would be great. So, yeah, I appreciate you guys.
my advice would be give it some time. Don't run out and get another dog immediately because that's only a temporary Band-Aid. Yeah, it stinks. It stinks whenever anybody close to you dies. So this isn't advice that's going to make you feel a lot better, but I don't suggest running out and just getting another dog to cover it up because a lot of people say that. Somebody had tagged me on an Instagram story because they were reading my second book called Fail Until You Don't, and my entire dedication was to my other dog. I wrote, "To my dog, Dusty, sadly, you'll never get to read this, mostly because you didn't know how to read because you were a dog. Rest in peace, buddy, from 2003 to 2018. He was 15 years old when he died. But I love that dog. And I have a dog now named Stanley that when I got was a little sick, and he keeps 2 steps forward, 1.5 steps back. He's doing pretty good now. But, you know, I've had him a year, and it's going pretty well. But I had the other dog 15 years. It's just natural. You're with somebody that long, you love them. It takes a minute. I went a year without getting a dog, even though I wanted one. That's the advice. That sucks. I hate that for you, Courtney. That stinks. But just give it a beat. In like 60 days, maybe look and see if you can find a dog. All right, there you go. Do we have any more advice here? Let's do one more. Let's do No Name. The one that's listed is No Name.
I don't know what to do. My wife keeps getting aggravated because my mom never likes anything that has to do with me and my wife on our Facebook. She likes everything my sisters put about, you know, them and their husbands or them and their families, but never anything about me and my wife. We've been together for 4 years and married for almost 2. So I was wondering what I should do because I'm in between a rock and a hard place. I got my wife on one side. I got my mom on another side. So I was just wondering if you could shed some light on the situation. Tell me what I should do. That would be great. Thanks.
Well, the mature thing to do would be just call up your mom and say, hey, this is a little bit of an issue. Would you please make sure it's not? I would assume that most of us wouldn't do the mature thing. Eddie, I'll ask you this first. Yeah. If it's between your mom and your wife, don't you have to side with your wife?
Yes. So it's really hard. It's hard to make that call when you have your new family. Is that your new family takes precedent over the old family.
They're A1 now.
They're A1. Yeah. And it's a tough decision, but that is the most important, your wife. And you're right. You have to talk to your mom about it. But two, dude, this struggle is real with in-laws and stuff like that. Like, it's real. And I'm just lucky that I don't have to deal with it. Because my in-laws are awesome, but whew, I feel for him.
Do you say they're awesome because you're on the radio show or do you really love them?
No, because they could really, I've known them for so many years that I've done things in our lives where they have reasons to be like, I cannot like him.
Well, but, what's the advice you give him then? I'll stay out of the advice and give him some advice.
Oh, yeah, dude, talk to your mom about it and just kind of go up front and just say, hey, we've noticed this is a habit that you're not liking these Facebook posts. Is there a problem? And then take it from there, whatever she says. But if there is a problem, you got to side with your wife.
Okay.
Period.
There you have it. Appreciate that. Bobby
Boneshell. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Jana Kramer and her husband Mike are releasing a new book called The Good Fight, and it will be a self-help book offering fans advice and sharing further details of some of their own challenges in their marriage. It drops in the fall. Tim McGraw and Faith Hill have been sharing the cooking duties while in quarantine.
Faith makes great fried chicken, so we've had fried chicken quite a few times during this thing, and I make the mashed potatoes, and she makes the best roasted chicken that you can possibly imagine, and I make a pretty dang good country fried steak.
Jordan Davis shares what's on his baby girl's food menu.
She loves avocados. She loves pears. She loves eggs. Does not like chicken or hamburgers. So she'll throw those, but that girl will get down on some avocados.
I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Sarah Key, she is a preschool teacher out of Ohio, and what she normally does is she organizes a district-wide preschool graduation ceremony, but she couldn't do that this year, obviously, so she thought, how else can I do this? Well, she has 2 friends that are photographers, so they rented out a photography studio and invited all 30 students individually and had sessions with them as they did professional graduation photos with all these kids.
Good for her. Good for them.
Yeah.
That's a good story. Man, it's just people using what they can do to, like, because that's going to change their life. They're going to be so happy they have those. Right, Amy?
Right.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
There you go. That's it. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from the UK. A 20-year-old man got his dream job. He's a cop. He goes through the academy. First week on the job, he steals 7 donuts. 1 donut a day. Fired, banned from the police force.
Wow.
Wow.
They have a little like bakery at the police station. You're supposed to pay for it. And he went in there and was like, oh, 1 a day.
Zero tolerance, baby. That I can sign up for. Wow. Yeah. He knew, right?
Yeah, he knew. And he said he did it to bond with his colleagues.
But how's that bonding to steal?
He said it to build rapport is the exact quote.
He'd probably just said some words real quick when they got him. He's like, rapport. all right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
I was so nervous on Friday. It's supposed to rain here. And I had planned a fishing trip for my girlfriend's graduation. She graduated, went back to school, got her master's. And so I planned it and rain kept moving it. And so after the show Friday, we're like, oh boy. We even called because I don't have a boat. So we called and we had a guy that was going to take us out. And called. He's like, I feel pretty good about it. We'll risk it. We went out there. It's perfect. It's perfect. Went out for like 3 hours. Caught some striper. Well, we caught 2. I think mine was about 16 pounds.
They were huge.
I think hers was about 15.9.
You got her.
We didn't weigh them. I'm just saying that. Let me brag on my girlfriend for a second. She was first in her class.
Oh, really? In the graduating class?
She finished first in her.
Wow.
Yeah, in her master's program. She was number one. So she had to miss all that. All the graduation. All. Man. I don't know if they had valedictorian there, but she was first in her class. And I was telling her, I was like, dang, I'm proud of you. And she doesn't take that very well. She doesn't do compliments very well. But she was like, listen, I'm a non-traditional student. I was a little older. You study more. I was like, still, you had to study the same thing. Mm-hmm. And she had to work a full-time job. But we went fishing. It was fun. Went out on the water. I was thinking about you, Eddie, because I saw you had posted on Instagram. You were out fishing, too?
Yeah, I was in my kayak. And then, man, I didn't catch crap. Like, I was out there for 5 hours. We had a couple of bites or whatever, but I didn't catch anything. Then I get home, look on Instagram, and you got these monsters.
Yeah, we're holding them up. We're pretty proud of them. We're like, yeah!
And then I texted you. I'm like, where were you? The same lake! I was so pissed.
The guy, though, that was taking up, he had a bunch of equipment, too.
Yeah.
He had trackers.
Oh, he wasn't a kayak guy.
No. He had caught some shad the night before.
That's awesome.
So, but we had a really good time. A lot of you guys were asking how it went. On my Instagram, though, Mr. Bobby Bones, you can see that. But she's, if possible, she's probably a little more outdoors than I am now. Growing up, that's all I did was hunt and fish. But I like Wi-Fi and air condition now.
Yeah.
I'm like that perfect hybrid.
Did you have fun, though?
Oh, yeah, a lot of fun. Yeah, good. Yeah, I had a lot of fun. And so we'll probably do it again sometime. I don't want to buy a boat. I had a boat for a while.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
It was just a nightmare.
It was fun for us.
Yeah. Because then here's the problem with having a boat, especially if you're going to do something like take a bunch of friends out to wakeboard or tube, is that you're like, all right, I'm going to take the boat out, and you call everybody, and you have like 5 or 6 people. You need at least 4 to really have a good experience. Somebody's watching. I can't go an hour before. So it's like, oh, I can't go. Wow. And then someone calls, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it. And it's you and one buddy. And so you can't drive and look back, and you don't even know that guy that well anyway. He was kind of brought in by another friend. And so now you're forced bond. It just wasn't good for me, who I'm not that good in like normal human life. So I got rid of the boat.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about planning a big fishing trip for us. That'd be fun, huh?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. It was good. We had a really good time, though. I was reading this story about Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood, where she said that during quarantine, every morning, Garth Brooks will wake up before she wakes up, and he goes out and makes sure all the dishes are done and all the coffee is made. She says it makes him the best. Is there nothing he can't do?
All right.
Is there nothing he can't do? You know, when I was doing the Opry a few weeks ago, and Garth and Trisha played it. So the Grand Ole Opry now is an empty house. I produce and host the show. And then we have artists come up and they play with no audience, but it airs on a bunch of TV channels and on the stream. And Garth and Trisha there, and we both got there an hour early to do rehearsal and sound check. And I'm telling you, he treats her like that even when there aren't cameras there. Like, there's nobody watching but me. They're not doing a show for me. Yeah. I mean, I know him at this point. But can you believe that? He gets up and does the dishes and makes the coffee. So what I wanted to do is use this as the time, Amy. We both can do it. What is something that your husband, I'll do my girlfriend, that makes you happy? What is something that during this weird time, we've been together a little extra than normally we would, what is it they do that makes you happy? Go ahead.
Oh, when he massages my shoulders or my back.
Do you have to ask for that?
Sometimes, yeah. I just like wiggle them to.
My girlfriend does the wiggle too. She will take her shoulder and just go like and like bump it into me. Well, that's the wiggle. Mm-hmm. You girls do that wiggle. Is he?
What's yours?
She cooks all the time. Like even for breakfast, she'll wake up and be like, "Hey, what do you want?" And she right now on the menu, there's gluten-free pancakes, which are awesome. Gluten-free French toast, which is amazing. Wow. Oatmeal, which she does her own special kind of oatmeal with like fruit and nuts and jam, little jam.
Dang.
And then sometimes I'll just be like, you know what? I've been eating too much. I'm just going to have a little bar. But the problem is it's hard for me to stay fit right now because she's such a good cook and she loves to cook. And I think some of that too, she just does because of me too. But that's what it is, like cooking. And she's disappointed when she doesn't have time to make food because she's working or something. Eddie, you have one?
Yeah, my wife makes coffee. Like, I wake up real early, and she always wakes up before me and then gets a little cup of coffee going, and I'm like, wow, thank you. That really helped.
Raymundo, what does Bae do?
Yeah, honestly, she'll know if I've had a bad week, if it's been over 50 hours or whatever, and that Friday when I get home, there's always a 24-pack in the fridge.
Ah, girl.
Will you put down a 24-pack over the weekend?
No. That's multiple weekends. But yeah, to save some money, it's better to get that many instead of like a 10 or a 12.
Dang. Lunchbox, your wife?
My wife will pick the towels up off the bathroom floor because I know I leave them there and I hate stepping on wet towels in the morning. So she'll go in and she'll pick up all the towels off the floor. And so I really appreciate that.
See, look at us. We're sharing love today.
We're loved.
Instead of picking at each other. In my house right now, there are two things that we're constantly lightly arguing about. One's the temperature. I like it freezing cold. She doesn't. And then two is when I wash my hands, it needs to be blistering hot. Like I shouldn't be able to hold my hands under there for more than 3 or 4 seconds and I let them catch it, then I put them back in. And she does not like that. She likes it like medium. I don't even feel like she puts it hot enough for the germs to die, but okay, whatever. But they say, I'm reading a story today, the best way to wash your hands so they don't get dry and flaky is to use warm water instead of hot. Also use moisturizing soap. I tell you what, I use dishwashing liquid a lot of times too. If I'm just after I pee especially. Because my bathroom sink doesn't get hot that quick. So I walk out after I use the bathroom to the kitchen sink and wash my hands. And I use like Palmolive or something.
Nice.
Now before I eat, it's a little different. But yeah. And also blot your hands dry instead of scrubbing them with a towel. If you're like dry skin. I think mine are just immune from years of washing tons and tons of times. So there you go. There's your The More You Know. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So fire departments are issuing warnings about what can happen if you leave your hand sanitizer in a hot car. Did you know that it can explode and cause a fire?
No. Is this something that randomly happened once, or is this a thing happening all around with sanitizer? Well,
I figure if fire departments are issuing warnings, then it's a thing. And I saw a picture of what one fire department posted, and someone had hand sanitizer in their door cubby area where the handle is, and the door caught on fire.
I'm looking at it too. It looks like it blew up.
Wow.
Well, I guess because now there's more existing hand sanitizer and it's hotter.
Yeah.
That you're just playing the numbers game, but that's crazy.
Yeah. And the temperature they said was like 95 or higher, which I was like, oh, I was thinking, oh, maybe we need to hit 100 or something, but nope, just 95.
All right.
Just a heads up on Betty White. She is doing very well during coronavirus, and she's staying home to protect herself. She has certain people working with her. There's strict protocol of who can be in and out of her house. No one is permitted except for those allowed, and she's keeping super busy with wildlife in her backyard and lots of crossword puzzles.
When you said I updated Betty White, I thought she was sick.
Yeah.
No, just existing.
Oh, no. I just think sometimes people appreciate to know that she's doing well, and they are literally taking every measure to keep her super safe.
Okay.
You know, she's 98 years old, so.
All right, what else?
And lastly, I want to shout out to Crayola because they launched a range of skin tone inspired crowns. They have 24 shades representing 24 global skin tones now, and it's called Colors of the World. And I just think it's super cool. They've got extra light to golden undertones, and I just think that people are going to appreciate these.
Well, two things. One, what color would you say I am?
The whitest of the white.
No, that's not true.
Well, maybe just white.
No, that's not true. No, rude, because from my elbow down, it's pretty red.
Okay.
So I need like that farmer's tan color because I've been out playing a little golf. And then two, for those that wonder why Amy says crowns, that's how she says crayons. There are probably people going, what does she say? So it's it's the crayons. But they have medium almond, light rose. I'm trying to find mine here. I think I'm very light rose. No, Mike, you don't think so?
Maybe you're, where have you been golfing?
Well, he said, Mike said I'm extra light almond. That's the skin tone I am.
You're like an almond when the top layer of the almond gets peeled off.
When you crack it open. Dark.
Dang, haters.
Me too.
Okay, wrap it up. I'm tired of getting roasted like an almond. All right, go ahead.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Jeffrey Del Monte was riding his four-wheelers along the beach of North Carolina. Vroom, vroom, vroom. When he hears, help, help. There was two girls being swept out to sea. There was a rip current. So he jumps off the four-wheeler, swims out there, gets one girl, brings her back to the shore, swims 100 yards out, gets the second girl, brings her back. Both alive, both safe, all thanks to Jeffrey.
That's crazy. That jumping out in the water, man, you're risking your own life. I mean, look at that guy. Eddie, you are a lifeguard. Don't you have like 40 saves?
No, just three saves, but one was a double save. Oh, so yeah, two people at the same time.
Wow. That's right. Jeffrey jumped in the ocean. What did you jump in?
Not a pool, city pool. Oh. No, different.
I thought it was 40 and it was in the ocean because you were down on the beach, right?
Maybe next time I tell the story.
Hey, that's a great story, Lunchbox. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's go over to Amy and get the morning corny. Here we go.
The morning corny.
How does thread get to school?
How does thread get to school?
On a school bus.
There you go.
That was the morning corny.
All right, let's hear from Emma.
Hi, Bobby. Morning studio. I just was listening to the bit about things we believed when we were kids. My mom told me that if I didn't go to the dentist, I didn't like going to the dentist. And she told me if I didn't go to the dentist every 6 months for my 6 month checkup, that she would be arrested. And I believed that up until I got to college and realized my friends weren't going to the dentist every 6 months and my mom just tricked me. So I just thought I'd share because it's kind of unusual and now my family laughs about it.
That's funny that the mom didn't say the kid would get arrested. The mom said that she would get arrested if the kid didn't go. That's funny. You know, I didn't realize how dumb I was until I was probably 11 or 12 when I thought that babies came out of the belly button. Older than I should have been because I was a pretty smart kid. I just, you know, until kids came to school with pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you're like, uh-oh.
Changed everything.
They're bringing bad pictures to school. Yeah, thanks for all those calls. There's a really funny Facebook thread about that, too. You know, I did a Bobbycast with Chuck Wicks. Now, the Bobbycast is my music podcast that I do. And Chuck Wicks had a number one song a few years ago with this here called Stealing Cinderella.
She was playing Cinderella. She was riding her first bike. Bouncing on the bed and looking for a pillow.
But also with Chuck's, you know, he got into radio and for like 7 years or so, he's been doing a radio show at the same time we do in Nashville. And so we got a lot of stuff. But he got fired from his radio show on Zoom. Because they can't go into the office. They fired that whole show.
That's rough.
Over there. So here's Chuck and I talking about that.
Honestly, man, really never saw it coming. Didn't even get to go in the office. Didn't even get a face-to-face. It was one of those deals where it's like, hey, Chuck. And then the minute he goes, hey, I don't know if you met so-and-so from HR, but he's on the phone as well. And I was like, I'm getting fired. And it hit me right in the chest, man. And I always kind of knew in my gut that they didn't get it. I wasn't going to get the shot, but it hit home, man. Like in that phone call, I was just like, I'm about to get fired.
So you can hear Chuck talk about that and kind of what we're working on together. Really talented guy. But Chuck Wicks, episode 245 of the Bobbycast. We will be picking people that make us laugh, going around the room, drafting them. Whoever has the best team wins. With the first pick in the people who make you laugh draft is Lunchbox. Lunchbox, who are you drafting?
Oh, this person I watch on TV, they make me laugh every time. They may be short, but they're full of jokes. Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart at number one. All right. Eddie.
Okay. Here we go. I had Kevin Hart, too, but I'm going to go with my second pick, and he'll be Will Ferrell.
Nice.
Give me Will Ferrell.
Nice. All right, Morgan, number two, we're going to come over to you. The people who make you laugh draft. Morgan, number two, who you drafting?
I don't think I ever stop laughing when this guy is on TV or in a movie. It's Adam Sandler.
Yeah. I think Adam Sandler has the best Netflix comedy special. But again, I grew up with Adam Sandler. Raymundo, people who make you laugh. Who are you picking?
My absolute favorite in high school. He went away to Africa for a little while to find himself, but he started to come back and do some stuff. He's hilarious. Dave Chappelle.
Yeah! All right. It's only me now. Mine's Steve Carell.
It's a good one.
In my heart and in my mind, Steve Carell.
Yeah.
Okay. Amy does not get to play because she finished last.
Oh, dang it. I had my list ready.
Amy, you know you only get to play every other game because you're last basically every other time.
Shoot.
Okay. That's a pretty funny list of folks there.
All funny people.
Now we'll go back the opposite way for the second round. I took Steve Carell as the first pick. I'm going to take Tina Fey as the second pick.
Whoop.
Raymundo?
Another one of my favorites. That tiger didn't go tiger. That tiger went tiger. Chris Rock.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah.
I may have messed up that quote.
We got it, though.
Yeah, we got it. I mean, Chris Rock, in my opinion, is the best stand-up of my lifetime. Some would say Seinfeld. I say Chris Rock makes me laugh. All right, we're going over to you, Morgan, number two.
He was probably the first guy that ever made me laugh, and it's Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Good. Eddie?
I'm going to go with someone, not a comedian, but every time he comes in the studio, I laugh out loud, Luke Bryan.
Ooh.
I mean, the dude is
nice
just funny to me.
Nice job on the zig and zag.
Thank you,
like,
thank
we're all
you.
Going comedy, and you just picked a funny person.
Because every time he's in here, man, he's hilarious.
Great pick. Wow. Lunchbox.
You can catch this guy on late night TV. You could have caught him on Saturday Night Live. He will make you laugh till you cry. His name is Jimmy Fallon.
Right. Boy, Eddie, you're the only one that didn't pick a funny person. I feel kind of dumb not to think about that. All right, Lunchbox has one final pick. He has Kevin Hart and Jimmy Fallon. Lunchbox, who's your third pick?
Oh, man, third round. Let me see. I got to get someone to hit a home run here. Hit a home run and get the win. I'm going to go round three. I can't believe this guy's still on the board. Give me Lunchbox! I'm drafting myself. Let's go! Lunchbox, put him down.
That's Woo! Weird. That's really weird.
Eddie?
Woo!
Okay, I'm not going to go with myself. But I'm going to go with someone else in this room. Somebody who had two comedy tours, the Red Hoodie comedy tour and Funny and Alone. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going with Bobby Bones, the funny guy.
All right. All right, Morgan, number two, who's your pick?
I'm going with Amy.
She goes Amy.
We all just pick everybody on the show. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Morgan.
It's okay. I'm going to go with a female, though. I am going with an Amy, but it's Amy Poehler.
Mm.
Strong. She's funny.
Yeah, strong. Raymundo?
Has anybody said Jerry Seinfeld?
No.
What about Bill Cosby?
If you pick Bill Cosby, I will give you side eye, but also LOL. Because that's suicide in this game.
Do it.
I'm going to go away from the comedians. I just want to go with somebody that every time they're on TV, I giggle, I laugh, my fiance loves her. I'm going to do Rachel from Friends.
So Rachel, a character. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Only took us three rounds to get smart about this and go off the beaten path here. I'm going to go with... I'm the last pick here. I can talk it out then. I have David Letterman, who is my hero. I love Ricky Gervais. I'm not going to pick him, though, because... I'm thinking about Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning. Interesting.
Really funny on commercials. Super... Because I don't think it has to be just LOL funny. Seinfeld, obviously. I'm going to go with... Amy Brown from the Bobby Bones Show.
Wow.
Man.
Three members got taken.
Mine, Amy Brown from BB from the show. Mm-hmm. From yeah, that's what we're gonna write on it. Amy Brown from the show. So people know, because sometimes they meet people know who Amy Brown is.
True.
They just know Amy. Dang. Yeah. Amy and Raymundo. I almost went Raymundo.
I almost did too.
Oh, he's so funny.
Because Raymundo makes me laugh the hardest, like the out loud, the loudest. But Amy consistently. Oh. Okay, there we go.
And I was already gone, right?
Right, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Of course. I wanted to pick Raymundo just to go, yeah!
Oh,
but
I know. Okay, there you go. You can go vote on the team that you like the best. The full team. Look at the full team at BobbyBones.com. BobbyBones.com. Eddie, usually I'll come on and say that you'll finish last.
Yeah?
I think I have the opportunity to finish last in this
really?
One.
Really?
Just because your team, that Luke Bryan pick was pretty good. Because
he's funny to me.
Yeah. Pretty good. I don't see a real weak team here.
Well, I don't like hearing you say you'll be last.
Well,
because you're on the list, Amy?
No. Yes. I think Amy could have went first on my team. I don't think Steve Carell, though, is somebody that a lot of people will go, that's the funniest guy. But I had to go with my heart.
Yeah.
You know? Could be me this time, boys. I'll be honest with you. I could call it like I see it. All right, there you go. Go vote at BobbyBones.com. Thank you very much.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This couple met on a dating app. Went on a couple dates, and they go, well, our third date, we like each other. Let's go on a trip to Costa Rica. But then Corona hit. They've been stuck for 67 days on their third date.
Crazy.
Yeah. A couple that met on a dating app has been stuck in Costa Rica for more than 2 months after traveling to the country on their third date. By the way, a little aggressive with that third date, but you do you.
Costa Rica on third? It's crazy. But in a weird way, this is kind of like you. Where, like, you and your girl got stuck in quarantine for a long time.
Yes. We'll come back to that.
Okay.
Right after the end of the story. Yeah, after the story, we'll get back to that. We'll see you in 2 minutes. At the time, flights were cheaper than normal because Corona had started spreading, and they were like, why don't we just go on a trip? And so they went on a trip, and then they got stuck. It was day 4 of a 5-day vacation. Again, wow. How aggressive are they with that?
Yeah.
5 days, you've been on 2 days, you've been 5 days together. They said, well, you're stuck here. Everything was canceled. The flight home was canceled. All the flights I had to book was canceled for over 60 days. Amy, what else do you know about this story?
Well, that they're getting along, which I think is awesome.
Yeah, risky. But if it works, what a great thing to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie, let's come back to me. You brought it up.
Yeah.
My girlfriend and I have been together 3 months or so, and she wasn't coming here to quarantine. She was coming here for a week. She lived in California. She'd been there for about a year. She was finishing grad school. And I was like, come on. And then this hit. It's like, well, what do you do? She's been living out of a single small suitcase for 3 months.
She came and she never left.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, we had our 6-month anniversary.
Wow.
2 days ago. So now we've been together 6 months, and we've been living together for 3 months, like in quarantine-ish, but now she's moving here. She's going back to California tomorrow. She's going to fly there, which she's a little nervous about, and get all her stuff and drive it back across the country with her friend. So that's happening. But it's been great, and I'm so thankful that something forced us together. I don't like all the bad parts of it, but for me personally, us being shoved together was the best thing to happen to me, because you know how I am.
Yeah.
Like, I'll commit to anything except a relationship. But for me, this has been great because I have, and it's really, like, it really has been maybe one of the best things that's ever happened to me was not Corona, but our situation of being forced together.
Sure.
Because don't you think at 3 months with being together all the time, you kind of know what someone's at least living like?
You get a good idea, mm-hmm. for sure.
That's a real question, though. Like, do you think that?
I agree. Yeah, totally.
Eddie?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's the best test that you can get.
Yeah, and we do pretty good, except for arguing about the air up and down.
That's perfect. That's it. That's minute.
Sometimes, though, like I'll, you know, in the bathroom, I have this, like a pull out that the dirty clothes goes in, and I just put them right next to it. She doesn't like that very much. She's like, why don't you just put it in the dirty clothes right there next to it? I'm like, I don't really have an answer. That's the thing.
Why don't you?
I don't really have an answer. And then sometimes I don't whisper well. Something that she kind of roasted me on. I don't. And so I talk in two ways. I talk like this. And then when I'm trying to whisper to her, if somebody's around or if we're, I just lower my head and talk at the same volume. I didn't realize I did that.
She call you out on that?
Yeah. She's like, you're not whispering. You're simply lowering your head. But it's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. Everything's good. But good for this couple, too. Again, they may come back and go like, man, that was... But third date. 5 days.
Yeah.
Woo, 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 woo.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
You know, most kids can't wait to get toys for their birthday, but not Bryson Mittman. He's 9 years old from Durham, North Carolina. He uses his birthday to give back every single year by raising money for cancer research. At the University of North Carolina, they have a cancer center. And this cause is special to his heart because his grandfather was diagnosed with blood cancer before Bryson was even born. But his grandfather's doing well now. And the grandpa says, it just makes me proud. He saw me go through it, and he still wants to help. And that's awesome. And so 9-year-old Bryson Mittman, that's amazing. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
You guys can always hit us up, 877-77-BOBBY. Here's Jessica in North Carolina.
I had a question for Amy. I was wondering, you never really talked about it. Do you celebrate your kids' gotcha days, adoption days, whatever you call it in your household? I'm asking because today it's actually mine and my oldest son's gotcha day. I adopted him when he was 3 years old. I became his mom at 6 months old. He's been in my life ever since then. And at 3 years ago today, I was able to legally adopt him. Just curious if you celebrate your days because we celebrated ours today.
Amy?
Yes, I think that's super important to do. I mean, big or small doesn't have to be a major thing, but you definitely recognize it.
Do you call it your kids' gotcha day?
We do.
Do they know what that means?
Not, I don't know that they really are that into it, but yeah, they understand it's the day that we brought them here from Haiti.
Eddie, I'll come over to you now. You have two foster kids.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, during Corona, has anything changed with that situation?
Nope, nothing's changed. The latest update I've heard is that it just could be delayed a little longer. So
delayed in what? For you to get?
No, they've decided that the parents are now getting their rights terminated. Like, that's been decided, but...
Wow, is this breaking news?
No, because I talked about it a while back, but they really, once that decision had been made by the judge, they can't act on it because of coronavirus and serving papers and things like that. So they're saying it could be another year until these kids are finally up for adoption.
But what about that will change? Like, is there anything that you can't do that you would like to do?
I think the one thing that can change is the parents can somehow get their act together in the middle of it and start doing the checklist of things they need to do. And really, they have 6 months to a year to get this done. So if that does happen, they can reclaim their kids and they can go back home.
Let me rephrase my question. Is there anything you can't do with your two foster kids now that you would like to do with them? Is it like, does the adoption change anything?
No.
Okay.
No, not right now. No.
And so you've had them for how long?
We've had them for over a year. I guess about a year and 4 months.
They feel like your kids?
100%.
Really?
Oh, yeah. These are our kids. They're part of our family. I can't see it going any other way now.
Will you do a gotcha date?
I don't know. I never really thought about that. We do have the date that we got them as foster parents.
Well, but is that different than adopting them, though?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. But even that date as foster parents, we do have the little... remember the day whenever that day comes around. And
really?
We tell little stories of what happened.
Back in the yesteryear?
Yeah.
Back in the... All right, top three songs in country music. At number three, this song is a Lil' Engine That Could. It's been on the chart for over a year, and it is now at number three. Travis Denning, After a Few.
But after a few drinks, it's always the same thing.
Just rooting for that guy, man. We've had him on the show a bunch. He filled as guest host. He's so good. That song, over a year. I really hope it hits number one. At number two, my favorite song on the radio right now, Morgan Wallen, Chasing You.
Chasing You.
That was last week's number one. And your number one is Luke Combs with Eric Church, Does to Me.
But it does to me. It does to me.
So congratulations to those folks.
All right.
They say men are marrying up more than women now because more women are getting their college degrees, are getting paid big salaries, and now men are marrying up more than ever before. I tell you, my girlfriend's far more educated than I am now. She got her master's.
Mm-hmm.
First in her class. She's prettier than I am, good looking.
Yes.
She's funnier than I am funny.
Totally.
Everything. Like, I am for sure looking up in my relationship, and I'm proud of that. Like, that to me is an accomplishment. Like, I got one. I got a big one on the line, boys.
Yeah, you do.
I feel like I'm trying to reel it in. But yeah, they say that women are just rocking so much now that most women have to go, well, got to find me a guy. Don't see anything here on my level, so let me start looking down a little bit. Perfect time for me, right? This is when I come along. Got me one of these. I saw that. And hey, Amy, speaking of that, Mary, I was with your husband this weekend. We played golf together. He invited me out. He was like, hey, come play golf. So we went out. Did he come back with any report card? Did he have fun with me or what?
Oh, yeah. He had a lot of fun. He was bummed about his golf game, I guess, that day. Wasn't as good as he had been. So he was bummed, but had fun.
Okay. It's always pressure with Amy's husband. Because his phone rings like secret agent stuff.
It's amazing, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
No,
it's a secret ring.
But it's me calling.
I have now played four times this year. Remember, my resolution was five. Yeah. I'm doing this as a resolution. I said I needed to relax and play because I haven't played in 5 years. My New Year's resolution is still underway. One more time and I've met my New Year's resolution.
You need to what? Relax and what?
Relax and I don't know.
Are you relaxing, though, or are you on a drive?
Well, I can tell you.
I don't think, because I don't see you relaxing
what
and playing golf.
What do you mean?
I feel like you've got a drive going on to like be really good.
Well, I'm working at it, right? However, my mind goes to golf. It doesn't go to everything else.
Okay.
So it's like when I play PlayStation 4, when I play basketball, I'm in it. And yeah. I'm yelling at people. I'm competitive in everything I do all the time. But my mind escapes and gets off of all of the work and all of the life stuff.
Got it. That makes sense.
So, yeah, golf's good for me.
So it's an escape.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
And then she'll play. Kaylin's picked up golf. Got some clubs. Bought her some clubs for her graduation. We go out to the par three, and she's so athletic that she's starting to – let me add that to the list. She's more athletic than I am, too.
That is such a gift. Like, to be able to do something like that with your wife is cool. Like, you get to play golf with your girlfriend. That's great.
Well, she will be, too. She'll be like, hey, then we can go play golf today. Because she is very competitive and driven to get better at something. So now that's what she has the bug. So, and I'm like, oh, man, I don't know. She's like, come on. I'm like, all right.
That's so rare,
you got
man.
It. All right. Amy, what's going on with the house situation?
They accepted our bid, so we have it. Like, we're working on the closing, wow. And we should be moving in a couple of weeks.
What a crazy story that over the past few weeks here on the show. Amy just comes in one day and goes, somebody came out to my house and they wanted to buy it. And we're like, oh, you're about to get your identity stolen. Something's fishy. She goes, nope. We just called and we accepted the offer. And we're like, what? And so are you renting your own house right now?
Yeah, the house we're in right now, we don't own anymore. We're paying rent.
That is crazy. So quickly, she went out and tried to find a house. And you found the one that you're moving to?
Yes, and I can walk to my dad's. It couldn't be more perfect. So he's super excited about that. I think he could walk to us if I can trust that.
So what is the deal with you? By the way, congratulations on your house. That's awesome. I was talking to your husband about it this weekend. We were hanging out and he was talking about how excited he is that your kids will have like a yard to play in. You
yeah.
know, and so not have gunshots down the street. You know, you're wondering.
Not is it, hunting gunshots.
Well, is it a gunshot or firework? That's the game, you know? So
yeah,
that's awesome. But what's up with your dad? Nothing?
Same. He's still quarantined at assisted living, but he cannot wait. I don't have an update on when he can like actually go outside, but can't wait.
And I don't know if end is in sight.
I know. So for now, we're just being diligent about seeing him through the window. We make appointments and take the whole family. We go every Saturday, 10 a.m.
Can you go more than that if he's living next to you?
I go by more than that to drop things off. But for an appointment time in front of this really cool window where you can like be so close to him and talk through the phone, you have to make an appointment. And we get those about once a week because everybody in the facility is using the window, you know?
So it's like the jail phone.
To space it out, yes.
Or in the dorm. We used to fight over the phone. There was one payphone. And because everybody had to call different, you know, fight over the payphone. Well, congratulations on the house.
Thank you.
And hope it helps you see your dad more, even through a window.
Oh, it will. And when this ends, I don't know. I feel like I need to get him one of those motorized scooters, and he could come over anytime.
Yeah. See him on the side of the road. There he is. Bobby Bone,
come on. Morgan Wallen was arrested over the weekend for drunk and disorderly conduct. Offers apology, says the headline. Fine. Nobody got hurt. Listen, I'm glad I wasn't a DUI or DWI. You know, if he's just drunk in a bar, what do you expect from Morgan Wallen? That's who he is.
He's got a mullet.
Yeah. When a guy with a mullet walks in, you should go, well, at some point, he's going to get drunk and disorderly.
Watch this guy. Yeah, he's trouble.
Yeah. It's not if, it's when. Here's a little bit of Chasing You from Morgan Wallen. Nice. My favorite song right now. They say Morgan Wallen cut it a little too loose Saturday night, was arrested in Nashville for drunk and disorderly conduct. This will help his image.
Come on.
This is a PR move.
Exactly.
It's not, but for Morgan, that's a... according to WKRN, a bit after 11 p.m., Wallen was kicked out of Kid Rock's Honky Tonk Bar. I thought at Kid Rock's they wanted you to be drunk and disorderly.
It's a requirement.
They stamped your hand and, all right, if you're not drunk and disorderly, we're going to kick you out. Like, you have to be. He kicked glass items inside the establishment, refused to leave. He got into multiple verbal altercations. He was unable to take care of himself. There was reasonable likelihood the offense would continue. He paid $500 bond. He said, quote, just wanted to clear the air. I went downtown last night with a few old friends. After a couple bar stops, we were horse playing with each other. We didn't mean any harm. We want to say sorry to any bar staff. Thank you to local authorities for being so professional and doing their job with class. Love y'all. Then he posted a picture when he got out of him and Kid Rock.
It's funny.
All right. We're done. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.